Welcome to episode 9 of the XFEP podcast. This is your host, David Peralti, and today we're going to talk about guest blogging. So guest blogging is when a blogger basically posts on a blog that isn't their own. And one of the things that I've done lately on xfep.com is actually add a featured columnist. Bill from the blog entrepreneur.com comes on over to XFEP every Friday and posts a post. I actually pay him for this, so it's not really a guest blogging position. He's actually a Friday featured columnist, which he and I both agree sounds much, much better. And the results have been really, really great. On the first post that he has done, he's done two so far. On the first post, named Are You Blogging Naked?, he wrote a long post about how people really have to think ahead when they're going to be building their blog. Have a plan, have a goal, have a list of things that you want to do, and just correct your course as you go along. Really wise advice, really great advice, something I continually try to push on the blog as well, that people should plan ahead, but it's always good to see another post on that, and it was actually well received with around 11 responses. The second post that he did was my top 12 biggest blogging mistakes, and he did that one on the 11th, so not too long ago, and it was well received as well. It was very long, very detailed. Something that Bill does that I don't do is add images to the top of posts and throughout the posts if he can. And this is something that I'm really trying to get into because I do understand that it draws the eye, it draws attention, and it's interesting learning new things from him while teaching him new things as well, and kind of that relationship that's being built while we work together on posts for XFEP. One of the biggest issues I had with finding a guest blogger is that a bunch of people can't write. You wouldn't expect that from bloggers, but you know, I got a fair number of applications, and they were pretty horrible. I was actually quite appalled. I was really hoping to get two or three people to come on to XFEP once a week to post their thoughts and opinions on blogging and blog software and whatnot, but I only got one. And the reason for that is the rest of the people that tried to get a position weren't really worth pursuing at this point in time. I really needed someone that understood blogging, that was deep into blogging. Most of the people that applied were fairly new to blogging, like 3 or 4 months, and they thought that that was long enough to kind of, you know, make them a blogger. Bill is rather new to blogging in comparison to me as well, but his writing has the length, the consistency, and the pizzazz that I was looking for, and so I'm really happy to have him on working with me on XFEP. And I hope to still find, you know, one or two more very talented people to add to the rotation. The reason I added columnists to XFEP is really because right now I'm trying to diversify and do more. You know, I have a baby on the way, and I really want to try to branch out in as many projects as I can and get them all up and running and organized and working efficiently so that when I have less time in the late fall or the early winter, I'll, you know, still be able to make a living off of my online pursuits. The biggest question that I get is, are you happy that you're spending this money on a blogger, on your blog? And the answer to that is very much so. I think even if you can pay a blogger to come on your site and post here and there, Chris Garrett, both of them, chrisg.com, chrisgarrettmedia.com, I think it is. I'll have the ChrisGarrettMedia.com. Both of the Chris's are great. Pretty much anyone listed in some of the major blogs on 45n5.com/top100, you can find some great bloggers there that are sometimes willing to take a paid post or two on your own blog. So there's no shortage of good writers. It's just approaching them is actually rather difficult. I kind of did the position where I posted a help wanted kind of thing on my blog and asked a few bloggers that I know to mention it as well, and that's how I got most of my applications. I really didn't go strike out and contact the bloggers that I wanted to blog on my site. I just put a normal job help wanted sign up, basically. And, you know, I'm happy with what I got. So a big thanks to Bill for all his work. I'm looking forward to this Friday's post. And if you haven't checked out the two previous posts he's written, I definitely recommend you check them out. They're really great. They're really well done. Also, make sure you check out his blog at theblogentrepreneur.com, which I have no problem promoting since, you know, the content that he writes on his blog is the same kind of quality that he writes on mine. And so it's definitely worth checking out as well. This has been another edition of the XFEP podcast. Hopefully I'm going to come to you each weekday, Monday through Friday. And I'm going to talk about one or two small things. It'll be about 5 minutes in length. If you have any questions, please let me know through the contact form on xfep.com/contact. And hopefully I'll be able to use your idea in the show and answer your question. Thank you very much for listening.